President Cyril Ramaphosa has confirmed that the alcohol ban will remain in place for the foreseeable future, but the Beer Association of South Africa has rejected the decision and has warned that many small businesses in the sector will simply not survive the ban. Joining us to unpack the rationale behind this is Patricia Pele, who's CEO of the Beer Association of South Africa. Thanks so much, Patricia, for your time this evening. So we've seen the blanket ban being extended. Right at the top, run us through the ramifications this ban has already had on the industry, local breweries in particular, so, you know, up to this point.
I think I think one of the main things that I just want to say up front, Alicia, is that we are not insensitive to the COVID-19 impact on the hospitals, the strain that it's putting in terms of healthcare, but also in terms of the debts and the strain that it's putting in terms of your personal lives as consumers. But there's the 1 million people in the industry that are also being impacted by COVID. And like you're saying, the smaller craft brewers are the ones that we are most concerned about, because 30% of them have actually shut their doors now. And we're currently doing another survey, a more up-to-date one, in terms of now the recent ban, not the one that's just been announced, the previous one, this one's been extended now. And we're expecting far more that are going to be shut down. We've seen real-life interviews that we've done last week with the traders, you know, the up-and-coming entrepreneurs, young people who've taken on in terms of the craft. It's a real craft that you can learn and qualify in, and invested money in terms of their breweries that now owe hundreds of thousands to the banks that just can't pay their loans anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you say, Patricia, it's hard to refute the complexities that need to be, you know, considered when making these decisions. And while the one side of the coin is, you know, what you present in terms of impact to industry, the other side is the impact and strain alcohol-induced injuries or trauma exerts on the healthcare system as well. So how is that element being factored into your considerations here? I mean, what kind of proposals have you presented when it comes to opening up this industry responsibly?
I think the one impact that we need to consider is mobility. And when you look at the bans, when we look at curfews that are put into place, increased enforcement, the banning of social gatherings, events, etc., it does play a role in terms of reduction at trauma units. And so the one consideration that we put forward is that you start off consumption only as a start, as a first step. So there's some trade that is taking place. And those that are trading on consumption can do a click and collect system where you can do a takeaway and do consume responsibly at home in moderation, and there's still the curfew in place. And so there is then not many people on the road, and we can then ensure a reduction at trauma units.
Yeah. Court action, of course, Patricia, has been brought forward by AB InBev. That's in progress, arguing against the ban on alcohol sales. Will you or your members be venturing down this path as well?
You know, I think the problem with the issues that we're having at the moment is, I think, the lack of transparency and lack of communication. Even with the last ban, you know, we get no insight in terms of what's going on. With the current Gazette, there is no end date as to when this will end, when we will be open up as an industry. Now, when you look at the vaccines and when we're going to get them, we still don't have certainty. It could be anything towards the end of the year. So does this mean that we as an industry are going to be locked down till the end of the year? That will mean the total collapse of our industry. And it is this uncertainty that leads people to take to these measures. It's because we don't have clarity, we don't have certainty, and we have to look to other revenues.
Patricia, beyond that, how nervous is industry that we will see this restrictions become more of the norm, you know, see it more on a permanent basis to tackle what are broader societal issues like gender-based violence, for example?
You know, I think the sad part is that there's just a very small minority of actual alcohol drinkers that engage negatively with the substance. And I think that's what we need to deal with. And the complete ban is not the solution. All it does is it moves the market to the illicit trade. And you've seen a huge spike in that. You've seen then in the previous bans as well, confiscations of over 500,000 rand worth of alcohol by the South African police services. You also see people concocting these home brews that are not properly facilitated. You've seen the two people that have died in the Orange Free State. That's happened now just recently, and previous incidents as well. So there's many consequences, but the main one I want to raise is the fact that we are losing money to the fiscus. Now, when you calculate the amount that's lost and will be lost, this is enough to pay for our vaccines. And isn't that what we want? We want to be able to give access to vaccines to all our citizens. And I think that we need to really weigh up here. What are we doing in terms of this country, in terms of getting help that we need? Where can we find the balance? Surely we do not need to cripple an industry that is contributing to the fiscus to help society and allow some kind of balance to happen.
All of that being said, Patricia, how much opportunity is there in diversification? Could that potentially be, part of the answer to industry in the interim to alleviate pressure off their revenue streams? We know that at the start of the COVID-instituted lockdowns, we had some companies going into sanitizer production, for example, as part of the answer to try keep things afloat, even if on a temporary basis. Are those avenues being explored right now?
I think that definitely right at the start, I think all industries went to look at how they can diversify, look at reinventing themselves. It was something we all have to do for our survival. But the problem is that machinery is extremely expensive. And when you find yourself cash strapped, you can't then reinvent and rearrange your organization. And I think the point that, we want to raise as well is we get no relief from government. We get no support from government. There's very limited support we get from banks as well, being alcohol industry as well. So the alternatives and resources available to us are also very limited to be able to reinvent ourselves. So yes, sanitizers is in a way. The craft brewers also really stepped up in terms of brewing soup as well. So they really did use their current operations in terms of giving out soup during the time of COVID. And we will continue to look at these measures, but it really needs to be something that can generate income to pay their staff. And these are staff that are reliant on this income to ensure they get meals on the table, ensure that they keep their health up, because they are also privy to COVID-19 as well.
Yeah, Patricia, before I let you go, so bottom line, where to from here when it comes to getting government's ear on this?
Well, what we'd really like is an audience with government. What we'd really like is to sit down and really look at where can we find this balance. It has to be found. We need clarity as to what is the benchmark as to when this industry can open, and then stick to that and not keep moving the goalposts. We can't say that when there's a reduction in numbers, because the virus itself keeps on changing. And so there's no certainty as to when we'll get the vaccine. So we need clarity and certainty, and that can only happen with a meeting with government. And as we said, litigation is something we don't want. Nobody wants to go down that road. But unfortunately, we're pushed into corners where we have to do that. So ideal situation is to find a balance. And like I've said, let's keep the curfews if we have to ensure people are not on the road. Let's ensure we don't do social gatherings, but then open the off consumption at least. So there is some trade happening in the industry.
Well, Patricia, let's leave it there for now. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Patricia Pillay, who's CEO of the Beer Association of South Africa.